And schools across the country are struggling financially, many losing classes in the arts and sports. And in elementary and middle schools, just when kids are better foreign language learners, they're losing foreign language courses. But language immersion programs are doing well. Stina Sieg of Here and Now contributor KJZZ visited a public elementary school in Anthem, Arizona, where kids are immersed in the most widely spoken language in the world.
Second graders are lined up against the wall in their classroom at Gavilan Peak School in Anthem, a suburb of Phoenix. The song they're singing is pretty basic, about a kid who's not doing well in school. But what it represents is huge. It shows the foundation these youngsters are getting in Mandarin. Since kindergarten, they've been spending half their day speaking and learning in a language spoken by more than 1 billion people.
I mean, those kids are really, really lucky to have this program at this young age.
Kathy Cabizo was born in China and is one of the program's first teachers. She began studying English in third grade, but never studied like this. These Mandarin students don't just learn the language. They learn math and science in Mandarin. That might sound ridiculously complicated, but Cabizo says it actually makes sense. In English, for instance, there's no logic to the way some numbers sound.
So you put a 10 and 2 together, you say 12. But 12, it doesn't mean 10 or 2. You know, but Chinese, you say 十 and 二, and then 12 is 十二.
The kids must be getting it. The teacher in charge of this program says they score at least as well on standardized testing in math and science as those not learning Mandarin. Sometimes better. In a third grade classroom, children tried to be the first to catch a beach ball tossed by their teacher. The reward? To recite a times table in Mandarin. A blonde boy grabs for the ball and gets the answer right. This program was started with the help of federal money meant to promote critical languages, as in critical to America's economy and security. Beginning in 2004, more than 100 districts and individual schools received support to teach a variety of languages, including Mandarin, Arabic, and Farsi. Congress defunded the program in 2007, but supporters say the need for those language skills is just as strong. Sure, lots of people know English all over the world, and American kids can use translators once they grow up and enter the workforce, but...
To me, it's a huge mistake, because you understand maybe 10% of what people are really telling you.
Professor Denis Leclerc from the Thunderbird School of Global Management in Glendale, Arizona, says language is not just about words. It's about nuances and context. All that can be missed with a translator. And Leclerc says that's just too risky when you're doing business on the world stage.
That's why for the people who don't speak a foreign language, I always, if they can and if they have the budget, the advice is always to try to bring somebody who speaks the local language.
Maybe one day, that could be a student from Gavilan Peak School. That's Mandarin for...
I am Alex. I am 9 years old and I really like dogs.
Alex Kraft is a fourth grader who's been learning Mandarin for pretty much as long as she can remember. Since kindergarten, to be exact.
I think it's good to start out young because then you can have more years ahead of you to learn more and then you can be more fluent.
In a few years, Alex can even take high school Mandarin at Gavilan Peak. For Here and Now, I'm Stina Sieg in Phoenix, Arizona.